The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Episode 8, Retire Young, Rich and Free from Anxiety Part 2.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Candid Cast. We continue our study of Retire Young, Rich and Free from Anxiety. But today I will emphasize the need, why we need to start early, the benefits of starting early. We have talked about the benefits of planning. You should plan. Then starting it early, we'll now talk about the benefits of starting early. Before we go ahead, I want you to please like, share, so that other people can benefit from this our teachings, and also subscribe so that you get notified whenever new episodes are published. So now let's talk about the benefits of starting early in our retirement plan. Number one, the principle of compound interest. It was Warren Buffett that said that the world has not known any invention that is as interesting as compound interest. And the same Warren Buffett, when it comes to savings and investment, he said, you do not save what is left after spending. You spend what is left after saving. So when you pick up your income, first thing you do is to apportion a part for saving, because expenditures will never end. There is no end to it. If you want to spend, and if anything is left, you save. That is the reason many people never, ever, ever, ever have anything to save, because the expenditures will never have an end. Human wants are insatiable. That is elementary economics. So the longer your money stays invested, the more time it has to grow through compounding. Whether it's in investment or in savings, the money grows and interest on it will also give you a further yield. The rule of 72 states that 72 over interest rate is the number of years it takes for your money to double. From the Monetary Policy Committee meeting of the Central Bank of Nigeria held in February 2024, the Central Bank increased 36-day Treasury bill rate to 21.45%, which is actually about 21.5% per annum. Applying the rule of 72, we have 72 over 21.5. It will take about 3.34 years, that is less than 3 years, 4 months, for your money to double. You can imagine every money that you put down in your working career doubling. You put 1,000 in 3 years, 4 months is 2,000. In another 3 years, 4 months, that 1,000 is 4,000. In another 3 years, 4 months, the 4,000 is 8,000. That's what we call compounding. The longer, so for somebody who started early, you find that this money would have multiplied several times over in your career of about 30 years. So you can imagine what that means to your money. That's why I said, you don't start your planning when you have 2 years to go. No, start early. The earlier, the better. Number two, risk tolerance. You know, life is not a bed of roses. There are many detours along the line. The Bible says, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, do not withhold your hand, because you never can tell what evil will come on the earth. We have passed through World War I, passed through World War II, passed through Nigerian Civil War, several crises, religious riots here and there. So many evils can come to disrupt what you are doing. But if you started early, you have enough time to scale each hurdle. This will come, you are able to weather the storm and start again. But for somebody who has not started, every disruption takes him by surprise. Starting early allows you to take more risk in investment, potentially leading to higher returns where you make investment error. You can make investment error. It's allowed. You are not perfect. None of us is perfect. So when we are doing something, we expect that when we commit error along the line, you have time to correct it. But if you are starting when you are 2 years, 3 years to retirement, and you make an error, you find a lot of people, they retire the first time they want to do business, and the only money available to them, the only time they have seen bulk money, is that gratuity that is paid. And most of the time it is lost. Somebody took gratuity and started building a house with it. The house was not completed, the gratuity was gone, and he has nothing to fall back on. That is not gratuity that you collect that you use to start building your house. You have more than enough time during your working career to plan your life out, where you will live post-retirement. You have time to plan all those things out long before retirement. So time to correct your errors is available to you if you start early. When you have time on your side, you can also analyze risk before committing to it, as against desperation of someone that just realized, oh, I have 1 year to go, I have 2 years to go. You have no time to analyze anything. Whatever is placed before you, out of this desperation, it becomes something that you just jump at. Oh, this is the road. No, there are so many roads that are no road at all. Number three, financial security. An early start minimizes anxiety, if not completely eliminating it. As mentioned earlier, long-term savings and investment will give you a sense of financial security and stability. The future is looked upon with high hope because it is planned. When our future is planned, we don't look at future with a gloom. You look into the future and you have high hopes because you look at your investment, you look at what you have planned, you look at what you have prepared and say, oh, whatever comes. Some people will say, come rain, come shine, I am ready. Nigerians will say, I did, can't wait. So when you are prepared, you can face the storm. You can weather the storm. But an unprepared person can easily be swept off the ground because he was not ready in the first place. Let's start our preparation early. Number four, your retirement planning. Early investment can help you build a substantial retirement fund over time. I have mentioned the compounding. Some call it the magic of compounding. That thing actually looks like a magic when you see how your 1,000 becomes 2, become 4, become 8. The rate at which it will grow and keep doubling will amaze you as you run your career. The funds are often not in cash, but in multiple investments that are yielding returns. So you get returns coming from everywhere. I just sat down. I saw they just credited me dividend 300 and something thousand naira. That's the way it should be. I am retired now. I can earn dividend because I've invested along that line. Consistent planning will put you in the lifestyle of the rich. The rich is always buying assets. Assets are not as defined by accountants. Assets for the financially literate or financial literacy class are those things that add money to you. Whatever takes money away from you is a liability. That's our distinction of assets from liability. Anything that removes money from your wallet is a liability. Car, for example, some people want to start work. First thing, oh, you don't have a car, you don't have a car. Quickly buy a car. You go and buy a car. If you want to run Uber service or any car hire service, the car is your asset, that's your employer. But if you are not into transportation, your car is a liability. Number five, learning opportunity. I've mentioned this in the past, but let me emphasize it as a bullet point. It is a common saying that practice makes perfect. Investing early allows you to learn the ropes. It is not the day you start investing that you become a guru. You learn about the market from the time when your salary is 50,000 and you are investing 5,000. Mistakes are not too expensive at that time. So when it doesn't work out, you lose 5,000. But if you wait until you collect your gratuity of 4 million before you go and learn investing, the mistake will be incurable. So planning early Starting early will help you, give you the opportunity to learn. You begin to play as you move on and on in the game. You associate with investors. You associate with other financially literate persons, and you are able to learn their language, discuss, speak what they say, and you are able to flow with them. That will be very helpful for you. And number six, you get financial independence. When I'm talking of independence, I'm talking of a situation where you are sure that if this job ends, you are not running from pillar to post on how your rent is paid, how your medical bill is paid, how children will go to school, how you travel. Your lifestyle, you are able to maintain the lifestyle that you desire. This is the type of life that I want to live. Like he said that every normal human being has some good plans and wishes for himself. The type of life, the quality of life that you desire to live. That's what you have it spelled out in your mind. In my retirement, when I finish with this job, this is the type of life I want to live. I want to travel. I want to visit places of interest that I will want to see. I was not opportune when I was working to do those things. Now that I own myself, I own my time, I can do those things. But finances that are not planned can keep you away from those goals, and they will eventually fade off your mind, and you ask what's the whole purpose of living. Number seven, early planning will help you to build up emergency funds. Life is full of challenges. It will come. But when it comes, you will meet those things that you didn't plan for, they will come. And the one you plan for will come. I used to see people, a child is delivered, and you are running about for naming ceremony. In the southwest of Nigeria, they will tell you that a visitor that gave 9 months notice is not a gate crasher. Because before your child was born, you have known 9 months earlier that child was coming, before the child came. So there is no need running from pillar to post. When I see people looking for school fees, that child was not born yesterday. Before he started paying school fees, you knew when you gave birth to a child that this child will go to school. Time to plan those things. A woman delivers, you got married, you know you will have children. It's cesarean section, whether it's cesarean or it's not cesarean. Early planning will help you to get over these things, so that it is not every wind that blow that strips you and expose you naked before the public. You can handle some things on your own if the planning has started early. Let's make an early start. There is nothing to lose but everything to gain from starting early. Number eight, like I've mentioned, everyone has goals. Everybody. I've not seen a person who didn't set goals. It's just that only few work at their goals. Others recite the goal as poem, and they just say it and blame government for not achieving their goal. Investing early can help you achieve financial goals, such as buying a home. When it is time to buy a home, you will buy your home. When it is time to buy a car, you will buy your car. When it is time to start a business or to start traveling, visiting one country after another, these things are attainable if we start early. Number nine, and this is the final one, peace. We all need peace. There was a child that was asked on TV that if you were asked to just make one request that will not fail, want to give you one thing, what will it be? And the child said, global peace. I have tremendous respect for that child. If we can achieve peace, both peace in our mind, peace in our environment, global peace is something that if it's attained, the world will be a very good place. But before we achieve global peace, your inner peace is very important. That you are not losing sleep over how your children will go to school. You are not losing sleep over landlord is coming or whatever is coming. Whatever comes upon the earth, you find yourself, you are ready. In conclusion, time is needed to do anything that will last. If you want to build a hut. It is possible you achieve it in a week. But if you want to build a duplex, say a four-bedroom duplex, I don't think that 1 week can do the foundation. It does not matter how much money you have and what equipment is available for you to execute it. Time is needed. Invest sufficient part of your career to plan your post-career life. It will be worth it at the end. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.